Hey everyone, Barry Melrose here. It's time for the Monday Nooner. What I'm talking about is senior hockey. You want to see the best hockey that no one knows about? Senior hockey in Saskatchewan, it's the best. There's scraps, there's goals. At the end of the night, everyone's having a cold one, talking about how great they are and how they should have been in the NHL.
Monday Nooner's Senior Hockey Top 10 show, as always, brought to you by Rosetown Mainline Motors, Mainline GM and Mainline Chrysler, both of those dealerships in Rosetown, Saskatchewan. Black Friday special going on there this month. We'll talk about that here on the Senior Top 10 show in just a little bit. And of course, our General Well Servicing Top 10 countdown coming up a little bit later on in the program. Fellas, we're back again here, another Top 10. You guys fired up or what?
Yeah, and we're recording this on Blizzard Day. Across the province. So that winter tire deal at Rosetown Mainline GM and Rosetown Chrysler, that would be a damn good pick right now, because holy is it icy. Hola.
Yeah, it's I walked to the 7-Eleven to get a Sports Select this evening, and it was like I felt like I was the guy from 1935 that walked to school both ways in a blizzard. Like I was the only person outside of my house, I'm pretty sure.
Were you wearing pajamas?
I was wearing sweats and ski pants.
Like, did you have a toucan?
I did have a toucan, yeah.
Sweats, it was like a ski pants.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cause I'm really as I get older, I'm observing that every time I go into a 7-Eleven, someone's wearing pajama pants.
It's just a given, really.
It is. And in certain areas, it's like you almost, like, are they trying them on in the back? Are they selling them here? It's like all auto.
They'll still have the tags on.
Yeah. Anyway. Gotta know the crowd, guys.
Let's get after it. Let's get after the senior show here. What are we going to recap quickly last week's top 10? Is that what we want to do?
Absolutely.
Start her off, boys. I'll get her fired up. Top 10 last week, the EDAM 3 stars. Number 9, the Meadow Lake Broncos. Number 8, the Cardiff Red Wagons. Number 7, the Kindersley Clippers. Number 6, the Milestone Flyers. Number 5, the Bell Karras Bronx. Number 4, the Keniston Blizzards. Number 3, the Foam Lake Flyers. Number 2, the Eston Ramblers. And number 1, still the Drake Meat Sweats.
Quickly, Belts, though, on the heels of that, who were the honorable mentions last week?
I don't have those written down here. Okay. Do you have those?
The Wadena Wagons.
Yeah. Right.
The Crake Warriors.
Yeah.
The Wilkie Outlaws and the Selby Marlins, the Fish Tank.
Right.
All right. So some of these teams played finally last week. Let's talk about it right now. I went and watched this clash of all clashes in the Wheatland Hockey League. The Wadena Wagons visiting the Pillar Dome and the Crake Warriors. Actually, all bullshitting aside, it was a pretty good hockey game for second week of the season. You know, both teams were short-staffed. Let's get that out. Both were missing starting goalies. Wadena went up early. Crake came back, took the lead. A bad giveaway late. Wadena scores to force overtime. Overtime was actually pretty even. And Wadena finishes it in overtime. So on the heels of that, though, like I said, both teams are missing some guys. We got to give Wadena. Wadena's got to elevate here, right?
They got a good team, and for all you listeners that were at the game or following us on Twitter, you know that Sticker Guy #Barry was at the game.
Yeah, Sticker Guy. But we also dropped 2 tarps. So if we go to a game live, we're gonna bring at least one player of the game. Yeah. So this game we gave 2. I had to give the first one to the captain of the Wadena Wagons, number 21, Joey Leach. This guy logged a lot of ice time on the back end in that small barn, played hard and tough to play against.
And for everyone, sure he's the guy who brought us the donuts.
That's what I was just going to say.
Pretty sure he's the guy who brought us the off-season 6-pack of Boston creams. I'm 95% sure it's him. Leader out there.
And Barry didn't even know that, so it wasn't even like a bribe. Like, Barry didn't know till tonight. So it was just, you know, good things happen to good people.
And then we also gave one. There was a couple guys in Crake So their kind of big D-man, Burt Watkins, went out early, groin injury. You know, it happens. So they had like forwards playing on the point. It's some younger guys buzzing around out there. I gave it to the guy who I thought was probably their hardest worker. And it was a young guy, Jeremy Bisson. Maybe that's how you say his name. Bisson. Yeah.
Bisson. I like that.
Those two guys got tarps. Anyway, it was a lovely evening in Craik. They need to up their game in their bar. They need GW in there. Their beer selection was really weird. It was like weird brands. I'm not going to announce them and kind of all over. But the ladies working the bar were fantastic. The concession was money. Fries and gravy were right on point.
Buzzing.
Yeah,
buzzing.
It was good. It was
so
fun.
So both of those teams were honorable mentions last week. Like, what do you feel? Like, were you impressed by what you saw on a early November Saturday night? Or
yeah, with both teams missing players. It'd be really interesting to see later in the year. But like I said, for second weekend of the season, wasn't a bad game at all. I didn't expect it to be that quick and that well played. So and that rink is like, it is an X factor, right? And Wadena settled in. I thought both teams were good. So yeah, but like I said, you know, Wadena's obviously got to elevate now, I think, because they won. And we're going off wins here. What happened in there was a lot of action going on, Boz, in that Sask Alta League. Or you were kind of following that one closely?
Yeah, some upsets, I guess you would say. Traditionally speaking, from the top teams usually out there, you would think that Meadow Lake and St. Walburg would be the top two, but they both actually got swept on the weekend. And Meadow Lake, our number 9 seed last week. Maybe a little spoiler alert. They got swept by the Lashburn Las Vegas Flyers. I think it was 5-4 and 5-4. Hmm. First one, I think, was in overtime. So two really close games. And I don't know, boys, Las Vegas might be for real. And Paradise Hill, they haven't been good for a while. They swept St. Walburg, which was some big news out that way. And we got a lot of messages at 2 in the morning from some guys from Paradise Hill on Saturday night. So you could tell they were having some wobbly pops and decided to DM the old Nooner and let us know that we should give them some love on the show. So nice job, Paradise Hill.
You know what? The Super League started last week. Belts, you were curious about this. The games maybe weren't the measuring stick that we need, but Southie beat Bethune 6-5, and then Odessa beat Bethune again 9-5 on Saturday. Grenfell losing to Lumsden. And Belts, you've kind of said it over the last week here. You like Lumsden.
I do like Lumsden. I think they got a good wagon. And one of the nice things about the game is I know big in-game sponsor of us, Sean Steffen, the Rusty Shovel, he won the 50-50 down there, kind of out of turn. But he was very excited about getting a little bit of his cash back. So
game sponsor wins 50-50. Yeah. Sounds like a conspiracy.
Sounds like something was in the works down there. But I like Lumsden. I think they got a good squad this year, and I think they're going to do some things.
So that was the Super League. More kind of this weekend, there's some games there that are really interesting. And then
what were the other games in the Super League last weekend? Do you have that?
I just mentioned
that. Because I know Bethune played twice.
Bethune lost to Southie and Bethune lost to Odessa Vibank. There were just three games.
Okay. Yeah, I was talking to a guy who's at that Bethune game. He said Russ Nielsen played about 45 minutes on opening night on the Bethune back end. And talked to a few guys that skated out there and said Russ did a lot of work to get that team going. There's a lot of guys that went through a lot of skates ahead of time just to get the team buzzing. So.
Might have stopped at the Bethune bar on the way home from Craik. Kind of remember that a little bit. So then let's go to the Sask Valley League and Keniston Blizzards, which we had them in 8 last week. Is that right?
Or we had them all the way up at number 4.
We had them up in 4.
Oh yeah, because they took out the Outlook when we sold our stock
there.
Did the old
swapperoo? Yeah.
They put up another 10 goals, so they scored 11 the first weekend. 10-3 over those Outlook Ice Hawks. So
non-weapons.
Keniston, like just looking so good. And then Eston, the home and home with Rosetown, but Eston's a power.
I just wanted to say something on that, Shink. Yeah, like that was my lock of the week last week. I just took the layup. But I do wanted to say that both teams, Rosetown and Eston, they raised $2,200 for that goals for Gasper. So just shout out to those both those teams, both those organizations, and really both those communities for doing that. What an awesome cause. And you know what? Hockey just brings people together, and this is evident of what both these teams did.
I think old Jags, Jared Jago had 10 points on the weekend, or 11 points, two games, two losses. He had 11 points or 10 points. So great fundraiser there, and kudos to those Aston guys for stepping up. I know on Sunday they had a little afternoon tilt with Dinsmore and Lucky Lake in the Sass Valley. Steve DeSilva, import for Dinsmore, just signed there recently. He had a 6-point afternoon in an 8-6 win. Not bad. Not bad at all.
Not messing around.
Yeah. And then over at the Sask West, three games on the weekend. Macklin beat up on Unity 9-1. Wilkie took care of the Tigers 9-2 in Kerrobert. And then Edam, the three stars, 10 donut over Unity. Unity's lean this year. So good on them for putting the team in. Good on all these teams that are getting spanked. You know what? Good on you for still taking part this year. And other teams, don't run up the score. Like, you know that whole, well, you're supposed to stop playing and shut it down. Yeah, you do at some point.
You want player of the week.
Out of courtesy. Nah, that's fucking brutal.
The dirty
you know
burp.
What? You mentioned that Robert Wilkie game. I saw the... like Wilkie had like 60 some shots. They won like 9-2, but apparently Crawford's goalie played quite well in that loss. And obviously they need a little help on D, because actually got a message from the Crawford Tigers and said, you know, any import D-man on the market? We've got a roster opening and little sticks and gas for somebody on the back end. So maybe there's a senior hockey D-man out there who wants to go to Crawford.
Craig's looking as well for a D-man. That was the word in the tavern.
And, boys, my assignment down at the Nauticue Hockey League, I know Hodgeville's just been aching for an honorable mention, but losing 9-2 to Team Moose Jaw, a.k.a. Assiniboia, is not going to get you there. Psych on that one. But D3 comes through again, and, they did not have a good opening game.
They were in it. Do they wear equipment in that league? They use a sponge puck, or what do they roll down there?
Just, phone books for shin pads.
And that was the only game. There's only one game this weekend.
That was the only game. And I actually checked an email today, and the White Mud doesn't get fired up till this weekend. So we'll have a real full slate next week. And hopefully we'll get some movers and shakers coming up here, because we've been, it's tough to do this when even strength of schedule, like you've always said, Barney, we're going to have that coming up here in our top 10 is kind of a sticking point.
Last thing, Long Lake Hockey League. There was one game. And it was Watrous. Again, they're going to be leading this year. They're young, but good on them. They lost to the Lanigan Pirates 6-2. Really curious to see what happens this week and in the Long Lake.
I want to mention a couple other leagues that have been up and buzzing, like the Sask East. They opened up, and look at this. Tough night for Ituna on the weekend. We respect the shit out of those guys for getting their senior team going. We talked about how they started putting a team in provincials a couple years ago, like basically a rec team at the time, right? Like they didn't play senior. They took it on the chin 17-5 against Kenora, but nice to have them back. And Rock City, the Rokenville Tigers, beat Whitewood 10-2 in the Sask East. Couple other notes. How about some love for the Twin Rivers League? Got a couple messages from Rostern. They got two big wins on the weekend. They're supposed to be a favorite in that league. And Birch Hills out of the gate early in that league. They're 3-0-1, four games already under the belt for Birch Hills in that league.
I think Rostern could get old hometown favorite there, Robin Regeer, to put up some sticks and gas for the boys. Get rocking and rolling.
I don't know if he's on Robin's level, but shout out to Nathan Gardapi out there. I think he had an 8-point week. We're going to get into the player of the week, and it's not going to be Nathan, spoiler alert, but he had an 8-point weekend for Rostern. So lots of numbers out there this past weekend. Lots of big numbers.
Boys are vying for it.
Thinking about that player of the week, and we're going to get into that. But I think we talk about strength of schedule in the top 10. I think we need to incorporate a strength of schedule in the player of the week, because getting 7 points against the worst team in the league, or getting a hat trick and beating one of the top teams in the league, like you got to really weigh those, right?
Agreed.
Like Ryan Keller on the weekend with Outlook. Did you guys see that? He put up 7 points and a loss. They won that game, I think, but they had a 7-point game. One game, 7 points. Not a bad weekend.
Has Mydale played yet? That's who I really want to see.
Big Six starts this weekend, Belts.
Does they get fired up?
Fires up this weekend.
I've been really japping Mydale and their Bantam players. I hope they can get her going. I hope they prove me wrong and just shove it. I like that. I hope they get her going. Cheering for Mydale.
Boz, what other kind of player of the honorable mentions, player of the week? Kudos to everybody who was messaging us, and some of the leagues are actually putting it on their websites as well, but giving us a ton of info because we can't follow them all. But there were some older guys that were getting some love and some solid points in all the leagues.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody that did send us info about guys that were weapons this past weekend, but we obviously can't give every stud that has a good weekend a tarp, courtesy of Last Mountain Distillery for that Ritchie Brothers Player of the Week. But just some of the highlights we had out there. You mentioned some of the older guys, but I actually want to talk about a younger guy out there, Kyler Hope in Las Vegas. I told you guys like in the summer that the guys in Las Vegas were being like, this kid's going to be a top 10 senior player. And I was like, yeah, you guys are full of shit. Like he's pretty much straight out of NCAA. Anyway, he had a pretty nice weekend. Want to give him some kudos. 5 goals in 2 games for Las Vegas in a 2-game sweep of Meadow Lake. So you talk about that whole strength of schedule. He was going up against the likes of Dwight King and the Meadow Lake weapons. So pretty impressive first ever weekend of senior hockey for Kyler Hope, Las Vegas. Little honorable mention.
Absolutely.
Well, as you mentioned too, Boz, like we could put Russ Nielsen from the Bulldogs as well in there. Obviously, he might not have the points, but he played a ton, and that's what everybody was talking about when they were talking about that. Got to give a plug here, a little props here to Arthur Miller. I think that's a dance studio in Saskatoon as well. He had 1 goal and 3 assists for the Saudi Marlins this week, and they're missing a couple of their guys too. So honorable mention of the player of the week thing for Arthur Miller. Sign up for the fall classes now.
Want to give some love to some good performances out in the Sask West Hockey League. Mentioned earlier that that Crawford goalie faced a lot of shots, 68 shots, made 59 saves. His name is Grant Smith, and a tough game against the Wilkie Outlaws. Rick Say, actually, for the Outlaws. First game ever, I think, as a defenseman, converted to D, got 2 goals and an apple. Some big hits I heard in that game for the Outlaws. And another really nice performance from Edam, Mitch Wall. Man, he's been playing senior there forever. I think he played SJ with the Battlefords North Stars back in the day. 3 goals, 2 apples, 5-point night in a 10-0 win over Unity. Joel Black here had a hat trick in that game as well. So a couple of good performances. Hey, how about honorable mention for the Knysna Tigers goaltender, Devin Spencer? Apparently this guy is like getting up there. What did they say? Was he 40 or in his 40s? Babs messaged us, Belts. Anyway, he got 3 of 4 points in net for Knysna this weekend. They basically had to call him up out of the retirement home there in Knysna. been a while since he played. What did he say? What did Babs
I think he was high 30s.
41-year-old starting tendy. Hasn't played senior in 3 years. Strapped him up last second, got a text mid-afternoon on Friday.
No.
Strapped him up that night.
Really? Yeah.
Don't make him like that anymore. Hey, he come in, knew he was playing, and freaking just a solid performance.
I love those stories. You know that Corey Unser is playing for Balcaris this year. I play rec with him. He's still a hell of a defenseman. You know, I'm curious to see how he does out there. He's actually pretty jacked up to play. Braden DeLorme, we got to give him a plug from the Assiniboia game, Belts that we talked about. He had
4 goals
in the first game. Down there, we already mentioned everything that Jagow did. It was pretty impressive, along with De Silva and Keller. But, boys, let's get to it. Our player of the week for
Pistol
this week.
Pete.
41 years old. Let's all stand up. If we had a clapping track, if this we would put it in right here. 5 points for, yeah, that's his Twitter handle, Pistol Peter Ford, Josh Peterson from the Kinistino Tigers. Hell of a performance. You got yourself a Las Mountain Distillery Monday Nooner Player of the Week tarp. Thanks to Richie Brothers Auctioneers as well for sponsoring the Player of the Week.
Hey, we should, I don't know what the hell is going on out there in Kinistino if they, people hit their prime in the late 30s, but they had another guy suited up that game. His name is Tanner Schultz, I believe.
Yeah.
He had a 7-point game that game. He's 37 years old, 4 goals, 3 apples. So I don't know what Babs is going on out there, but shout out to Tanner. And like you mentioned, Josh Peterson, Pistol Pete, Senior Hockey Player of the Week.
I could be wrong, but I think Schultz played in the dub years ago, like early 2000s. Could be wrong. But hey, you know how people drive us Wadena baking goods in the summer? No one from that Kinistino area, be afraid to haul in some of that Oriental food.
Chinese.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Don't be afraid to haul it into the boys. All right, let's get going for our top 10 this week and honorable mentions for General Well Servicing. You need employment. You want to move down to southeastern or southern Saskatchewan. Here we go. These guys are hiring. DM us or DM Mike Fowler. Is it Foul Supper?
Foul Supper.
Yeah. And yeah, they got things going on. They got employment. So, and they pay well and they treat you well. So here it is, the General Well Servicing top 10 for week 2.
This is the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10.
Hey, let's fire it up with the honorable mentions this week. Couple of returnees here in the top 10. Honorable mention department, that would be the Wilkie Outlaws and the Selby Marlins sticking around as honorable mentions.
Two more buzz we'll chuck in there. The Kindersley Clippers, who haven't played yet, and the Las Vegas Flyers. Cup big W this weekend, and
two of
obviously
them.
We love Las Vegas, so we're chucking them in there for an HM.
Before anyone loses their shit on us, and we're going to have people DMing us about why Kindersley gets bumped out without even playing.
Yeah.
Because your schedule sucks. We're looking at the schedule here, and you don't play until Saturday the 20th against Unity, who's in a rebuilding mode, if we want to call it that. They're young. And then your second game is against Hafford on the 27th. So we ain't going to be able to gauge you until like the first week
Hafford's
of December.
Hafford's a pretty decent team.
I knew you were going to say that, Doug. Belts, we had to move them. We had to take them out, Buzz.
I know you like them, but we had to yank them out of there. They can't stick in the real. They can't stick with the big boys yet. They might get back in there.
I disagree with you guys. I think history's proven that, if you're going off history, compare them to Edam. I don't think, I don't know. I disagree.
Let's put Raymore in.
We still don't know if Big Mac is actually suiting up, do we? Has there been any Big Mac sightings?
Do we know that he's not suiting up?
Right. Have you checked out any Kindersley Clipper Senior Hockey Live Barn feeds?
Maybe that's why they're not playing till May, because they're waiting.
Waiting.
They're gonna be unhappy here. We got a lot of listeners. If you look back, boys, at our most listened to episodes, some of the Kindersley weapons, we got a lot of listeners out there. Look at the listeners we had on the Dorsett and the Big Mac interview. We're gonna be getting hate mail from Kindersley.
They gotta pick it up. We'll have to see. We'll have to give them a few weeks, see if they can put it together, and we'll chuck them back in. We're not shy to revert, right? We're not shy.
All right,
boys. Let's. You want me to get this fired up here, fellas?
Number 10.
All right, number 10, squeaking back in, Boz's X. They got back in there, right? The Wadena Wagons.
Number 9.
At number 9 spot, we have, they played this weekend, one game, a convincing win. We're keeping them in at number 9, the Edam Three Stars.
Number 8.
These guys jump into the top 10. First time this year, they were a former number one seed last year. Last year, when we put them on a pedestal, they got swept. So we'll see what happens this year. The Lumsden Monarchs, welcome to the top 10, number 8.
Number 7.
think these guys are going to be better than where we have them. That's my opinion. I'm probably wrong, but I'm gonna tout that they're going to be higher than this at the end of the year. You also think Kindersley should be in here. Number seven, the Cardiff Red Wagons.
Number six, they fired up this weekend in the Super League, hashtag Super League. And they had a good test because they're taking on the number five team. But in the number six, they play tough. And I just got word that they signed a couple guys. So the Milestone Flyers.
Number five.
In at number five, they've been there since we announced our preseason rankings. Haven't moved at all, but the proof going to be in the pudding for his team very soon. The Balcarres Broncos. Bronx or Broncos?
Bronx.
Bronx. Ridiculed if you say Broncos.
Number four.
These guys didn't move from last week, and I don't think they're going to move very far. The Keniston Blizzards.
Number three.
This is like back in the day when you used to go to the bar and your ex and your current were at the bar and you're like, oh my God, I got to stay away. Both the bosses are in here. Wadena and his new fling. They look pretty good. The Foam Lake Flyers.
And we split them up, Barney, right? Like 3 and 10, they're far enough apart and they can't talk. You interject so the exes and the new one can't chat. They have no interaction, right?
Hey, I've been talking to my source inside that locker room, if I can say that. They've got some big signings on the horizon. I don't really want to say at the time of recording due to some contractual obligations with some of the players, but sounds like Foam Lake is not done adding. They're going for it all. And they fire up this weekend, Friday night, I believe. I think Friday night they've got Wynyard, the Monarchs.
It's good. It's a good measuring stick.
All right, Boz, I'll let you have number one.
Number two.
So number two, again, didn't move. My lock of the week last week. I really like them. The Eston Ramblers.
I think they could be a future number one belt.
I agree.
I'm getting that vibe from them in the Sask Valley. They've been lighting it up. And yeah, I guess we'll see.
I like them.
Number one.
I don't think we can move them till they lose, guys. Till they play, at least. They've got a lot of pressure sitting on the number one seed for almost a month without playing the Drake Meats.
A lot of pressure.
Number one team.
How fired up is Lanigan going to be Friday night when they play in Drake? They have a target on their backs. And then and then Wynyard on the 20th. Woo. Drake, we're going to see him this weekend finally.
Can't wait. No, it'll be good. Eston was worried about the pressure too, but they've really performed. They've really stepped up to the plate.
Well, this is interesting because when we started doing this last year, we talked about how the number one seeds kept losing and losing. We ended the year, the last show we did, we made Drake number one. And they haven't played since. So they've been sitting on number one for over a year. So you're telling me they won't be thinking about that when they fire it up this weekend? I have a hard time believing they won't. So.
Oh, and you know, holiday season's right around the corner. I smell sponsorship on opportunity with Drake Meats. Hey, that's the General Well Servicing top 10 for week two. Thanks to General Well Servicing. Thanks to our title sponsor, as always, Rosetown Mainline GM and Rosetown Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Want to quickly run through the Black Friday thing going on up there, Boz? You get to pick, right? You get to pick the winter tires, the oil change, the extended warranty, or Scott Murdoch private candlelight dinner.
Pick your deal. I know which one I wouldn't be picking out of those. That's for sure. But yeah, purchase a new vehicle out there all month long, right up until the end of November, Black Friday at the King of Trucks, the original King of Trucks.
And thanks to Great Western Brewing, some of you teams, Craig, you need to get on this deal. 016s, get a little Pilsner action in there, lights, whatever. The Monday Nooner, Great Western deal. Thanks to all the teams. Another like five teams messaged us last week asking to get in on it. So just direct message us on the Twitter machine, Instagram, or even Facebook, and we'll get you hooked up with the GW Rats, and you can get some kickbacks. You're drinking the beer anyway.
Also, Last Mountain Distillery for sponsoring these tarps that we're giving to everybody. Big shout out to them. And then, of course, GB Construction, Al Batters, who takes care of all our swag. that you guys get to wear around. So if you see Al around, give him a big shout out. I'm sure he's going to be getting that rink going out there pretty soon out in Kipling. I'm sure that'll be getting fired up. And Barney and Balls maybe go out there for a twirl. Some of the boys from Crate come take some slap shots at Boz. But yeah, no big shout out to them.
All right, that was a good week. We'll see everybody next week. Tune into the regular show if you haven't already. And yeah, drive safe this weekend, and everybody, we'll talk to you next week.